4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Mike Stone in with us. Rico returns tomorrow. We've talked a lot about the draft of the allegations, the infractions on Michigan. And look, outside of one caller being very upset, I think it's been pretty easy yeah. today. Because I have no illusions that the NCAA is going to do what should happen. And I've gotten what I've wanted out of it, which is, look, in the allegations. Yes, they finally admit Connor Stallions was on her sideline. Yeah, Sharon Moore deleted texts, 52 of them with Connor Stallions, the day the report came out. Huh? Not what innocent people do. If I got to hear another person go, well, I actually want to see what's in the text. I don't care if they were talking about the weather. I don't care if he sent a picture of his balls. It doesn't matter. It's not a court of law. If you're innocent, you don't delete those texts. If you're innocent, you don't refuse to cooperate and turn over your phone like Harbaugh did.
But both could be true. You're correct, but I don't want to see. I want to see
the
text.
That's fine. The point I've made, look, we are at a point now where I go, all right, we got 30 days till college football. What should happen here? Do you want this to be the backdrop to your 2024 season? Amicus briefs, sad French fries at the Holiday Inn, a coach probably getting a suspension midseason. What should happen? Not what will. We know what will happen. It's going to be farcical. But Stoney, you've said you could vacate wins, suspend Sharon Moore for 6 games. David had a little different approach. I mean, for me, listen, my bias is clear.
I also want to take away the Big Ten title of 2022.
Right. You're doing the selective thing.
Yes, that's exactly. Fine. And Jim Harbaugh can't be near
but
that
you're
building.
Admitting your bias, which yes. I respect. I think for anyone who's not a Michigan fan, the answer is going to be wildly different. I mean, obviously, what should happen would be I'd load the entire program onto a SpaceX rocket, I'd smash the navigation and send it to space with no destination. But that's not the world we live in. Like that scene, what was the movie where Clooney floats into space?
Oh.
Like he can't
grab. Oh, the one with
he can't
Sandra
grab
Bullock?
The space station. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just.
Gravity.
Yeah, gravity.
And that was one of the most overrated movies. I hated that movie.
Movie was terrible.
I know.
But like if Michigan could float away like Clooney into the blackness, I'd be okay with that.
I wouldn't.
But that's not the world.
Where would I spend my Saturdays?
Maybe at home, like a normal person? Enjoying college football with more than 7 inches of seat?
Well, that part is somewhat.
Okay.
Precarious.
We'll get to the ticket text later. I want to wrap these calls. We got to get to some baseball as well. Let's go to Lexi, who's been very patient. 97.1. Hi, Lexi. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I'm a lifelong Michigan fan, and this whole cheating thing has just been terrible. But I think any win that we had while Connor Stallions was on the staff at Michigan should be vacated or forfeited, whatever. That includes the Big Ten championships, and that includes all the way up until last year. And then, of course, that win, those wins being vacated would mean that the national championship title would have to be taken away, which I think is fair. And if Sharon Moore doesn't cooperate, then I think he should be fired.
I mean,
see, he is cooperating.
Well, hold on. No, to Lexi's point, though. Look, yeah. This is one thing I've said. Lexi, the rest of it, if we're dealing in what should happen, I would agree with you. I have no expectation that will. But the more point you make,
right.
That's the problem I have. Because, again, think about this. You had 7 coaches involved. One coach last year was fired middle of a game week for pressuring kids to either lie or not speak to the NCAA, Chris Patridge.
Where's he now?
No, but this is my point, Mike. They don't, and I'm not saying, Lexi, you're not doing this. You don't get to pretend that everybody didn't know. They knew. Therefore, Sharon Moore knew he shouldn't be the coach, especially now that you find out he deleted text the day the report came out. Lexi, if they were talking about the weather, innocent people don't do that.
Exactly. Don't cover up your tracks if you have no tracks to cover. It's ridiculous.
And again, it's in the what should happen venue, not what will. Because, again, we don't live in a fair world. Life is not fair. College football has no credibility. This is part of the arguments I get in with Rico all the time, Stoney. Like, you can't ask me to care about this sport when I have no credibility. They got no one. It's like there's food on the stove. There's no one watching it. It's just burning. I can't take it serious. It's one of the biggest cheating scandals you've ever seen. And this team was allowed to continue their season when common sense told you, no way. No way.
So when, you know, toe hits leather, you're not going to be watching and rooting for your team?
No, the difference is, okay, timeout. See, that's a trick question.
No, I'm on.
Stoney, I do a radio show for a living. Not watching is not a choice.
I understand that.
Second of all, okay, I do a podcast about sports betting. Not watching, also not a choice.
Okay, so let's go into it's not reality.
What do you want to know? Ask me.
If you didn't have this job, but you still had the same values that you have,
I would no longer.
You wouldn't watch Michigan State play.
No, I don't.
Even if they were really good.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Because the sport is no... Because I have USC in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Because I have a completely... A sport that is being bastardized. Everything that was beautiful about the sport, gone. And you know what they're doing? Government cheese NFL football. That's what it is. It's just none of it makes sense to me. And I'm somewhere Rico's making fun of me right now.
It's okay.
I just can't. I'm not into it. It's been ruined. And I don't know. I got pretty much the things I wanted out of it. I mean, State won the Big Ten a bunch. We made the playoff. We kicked Michigan's face in for a decade. That's a pretty good way to go out. That's a good last meal before they put the lethal injection in, known as Mel Tucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not bad, all right? It was a good run. David, hit the Sinatra. It's all over. What do you got on ticket text? Get to the callers in a second. Go ahead.
If Sharon Moore is suspended, he 100% should be fired. How do you have a new coach suspended before he even becomes the coach?
That's been my point in all of this. If Moore was found out to be involved in any way, and if you're deleting text the day the report comes out, I don't care if you rob a bank and then you return the money later, you still robbed them. Moore giving the messages after the NCAA already had them, that doesn't mean anything to me. I never understood. Look, every coach who could get out did. To me, Sharon Moore was radioactive. Who wanted him? Who wanted him?
No one. Harbaugh could have taken him.
No. But who wanted him? Greg Roman or Sharon Moore? He took the guy who architected his first dynasty in San Francisco.
Well, he could have been an offensive line coach, which he was anyway.
So you go from being the OC at U of M to being a line coach? No way. Mike, no one wanted these people. They had one safe harbor. Follow the lunatic to Del Mar. That's it. So he's the fall guy. If David wants to suspend Moore for the year, he shouldn't be the coach. But again, I live in a world of common sense. Now we can revisit world we live in. He'll get suspended for the first half against Arkansas Community College. I don't know.
The first half.
You know what I mean. It's just none of it makes sense.
That takes me back. Remember last year how it started? Yes. Oh, this coach gets to coach the first half, first three quarters, and then what are we doing here?
Everyone's getting a dress rehearsal. You're like, wait, what? 248-539-9797. How about this? We'll get the rest of the ticket text, the last of the calls, and then we got to get to some other stuff, including Stoney up north. I wanna bring up the Tigers in the 5 o'clock. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Because I think they've earned a major award. And it is the equivalent of a leg lamp. All right, Stoney's got an up north experience at 4:30, and the Tigers have won the equivalent of a leg lamp. I'm going to explain to you. And you have to tell me whether you agree with the major award I'm offering you at 5 o'clock. Let's get to the callers. Mike has been super patient. Mike, I'm sorry it took so long. Welcome.
Hey, Mike. Just to lay it out there first, I'm a Michigan fan, Michigan dad, and Michigan grad. So I'm a trifecta here.
That's right.
And I'll start with the idea that, yes, Michigan cheated. Absolutely, Michigan cheated. My problem is that I take the opposite approach as you do. You look back and you keep saying, well, I didn't look at money as this big deal. Other people do it. I look at the sign stealing as, it just doesn't strike me as a big deal. In part because the root sign stealing isn't actually illegal. It's how they did it.
Correct.
If some third party had did this, if they hired coaches, previous coaches, to bring secret playbooks, so to me, yes, it's cheating, but it's not the big deal like the scandal since SMU, like you keep saying.
All right, so let me ask you a question. All right, and that's fine. I mean, look, it's a free country, Mike. I'm not mad at you. I just, if this were Ohio State, forgive me that I have doubts you'd take the same very measured approach. No?
Well, I actually do in a way, because I look at it the same way with the Houston Astros in there. Yeah, they got caught on the sign stealing, and yes, okay, so they used technology, but sign stealing had been going on for 20 years, forever
okay.
in there.
Okay, so this is an example that affects me. Mike, they robbed my team of a World Series. See, I wanted the Astros burnt to the ground. I wanted the owner to have to sell. I got a lot of what I wanted, but you know what I didn't get, Mike? The players got let off the hook for flipping. But, Mike, the Astros to me are forever dirty. I'll view them as cheaters for the rest of my life. Maybe that just makes me a bad guy. They screwed my Yankees. They cheated.
Of all the teams, all the Yankees.
That's where our fans come in, because we all look at the things that bother us, the teams that we like.
Yes.
The cheating that goes against us is the worst cheating. To me, again, like I said.
And Mike, full disclosure, you're right. Part of what bugs me, and Mike, not that you needed to cheat to beat us. We're horrific. Mike, you had a guy in a costume on our sidelines. Yes, you're right. The fact that it was us and not Duke or UTEP or Wake Forest, you're right, Mike. It bothers me to no end. It really does. It was so egregious. It's so beyond the pale. I mean, Mike, the fact that the guy had a budget and was scouting 58 games, teams that weren't on your schedule, doing it illegally and clearly providing you value. Otherwise, look, here's what I would tell you. College, how about this? Coaches, any sport, they are absolute control freaks. They want to know the type of salad being served at training table. What's the color of Gatorade in the tubs? There is no world that exists that if this wasn't providing value, they would ever just take the headset to the side. Hey, Connor, what are you saying over there? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Doesn't happen. So like that, that's where we disagree. That's all.
I was always under the impression.
F the Astros. I'm sorry.
But it's okay. Falsely, that it's possible that not the lone wolf, but he would present his job was to steal signs or to decode signs or whatever the hell you want to call it. And each week before each game, he would sit with the coordinators and say, this is what my intel shows when they do this. They do this. In my mind, I'm not really sure 100% that they knew that how he was getting some of that information to augment what he did. Everybody knows what he did legally by taking, videotapes.
So here's the real life equivalent of it. David, if your kid starts coming home with 10 racks a night, you don't know how he's getting the money. But mommy and daddy sure enjoyed the new house son bought them. Does that let you off the hook if it ends up being blood money?
Sure. No, it doesn't.
I'm just having fun with Stoney, but what are we doing here?
And I'll say this, because there are texts coming in. There are even Michigan fans that think this. Okay, let me play along with you. If Sherrone Moore knew nothing,
okay,
let's just say the text messages have nothing in it, right?
Sure.
That means, in my mind, he knew Connor was doing something, though, and he said, I got to disassociate myself with him at all costs.
I agree.
That's it.
Unless, now that doesn't get him off the hook, King James Harbaugh said, hey, we had a problem here. Everybody have anything, contact with Stallions, get it off your phones now.
But then that returns us to a different chapter of Choose Your Adventure. Then it means that the czar, and it goes all the way to the top,
yes,
knew.
Right.
So they, again, and why did Harbaugh refuse to turn his phone over if he had nothing to hide?
Yeah, right.
I'm asking for a friend.
Right.
I'll hang up and listen.
No, I agree with
First
you.
Time caller, long time listener.
I think it's all on Harbaugh.
And that's fine. But you reap what you sow.
Right.
Like this,
so
is
Sherrone Moore is Harbaugh's collateral damage.
And
basically,
the problem is, anyone who could get out did get out. Well, okay, if Sherrone Moore if Sherrone Moore is this good, where were the interviews for other jobs?
I don't know. Did he have any? I have no idea.
Where were the interviews for any of these coaches? They're all radioactive, Mike, because they're all going to have show causes. That's the problem. Which, again, is tough if you're just yelling cheeseburger, cheeseburger in the sky. Then why are all these guys going to end up with show causes? I just don't see a world they won't. And again, it won't matter for Harbaugh. He's never coaching in college.
No.
But it's like, look what they just did to Kentucky, who didn't do anything like you did. Is that a like a warning shot? Because I don't even know what the NCAA can do. I'll say what I said last hour to you. I will always blame, first of all, the Big Ten. Tony Petitti's got no spine. And second of all, I blame Rico Beard. That's really the point. No, I blame the College Football Playoff Committee. Because, again, they're run by the networks. It is a joke to me that amidst one of the biggest scandals we've ever seen in real time, this team was allowed to continue their season. Now, I didn't say that it was ever going to happen.
No, I know.
But in the world of should versus will, no, I would blame them before.
Well, I think it's very, very interesting that the head of that committee this upcoming season is the Big Ten Athletic Director of the Year, Ward Manuel.
The idea that Ward Manuel's employed is stunning to me. The basketball program, the hockey program, the volleyball, the football scandals, plural. You know, guys operating an Avis and players drive his wife's car. I mean, what are we doing? How are you here? Who are you? Seriously. Oh, and by the way, the whole Dr. Anderson thing, yikes. Like, what?
Let me read this. Someone says, David, let me help you out. Disclaimer, David Hall's son is not known to be involved in any criminal activity.
No, exactly. I was making the point that you don't just, willful ignorance is not an excuse. That's all. Meanwhile, David's on another cruise. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick?
Oh, Mike, somebody's called God. I love how delusional some of these Michigan fans are. It's the best. Not you, Stoney or David, but, everybody, that last guy. Oh, everybody's been doing it for the last 20 years. Thanks, Harbaugh. Go back to the NFL. Man, you know, now that last call really makes me hope even more so that Michigan goes out and fights this so that I get to listen to my favorite comedy ever, Michigan Football, America's Team. When that scandal went down, Mike, every day on this radio was radio gold, some of the funniest radio I've ever heard. And I get to laugh and make fun of all the delusional fans who still deny that they didn't do anything wrong and won't own up to the fact that we cheated, we don't care. It's like you said, Mike, if Fenway suddenly sank into the Atlantic, you'd be laughing and dancing out on the streets. Now,
correct.
I'm very biased. I'm a Penn State guy.
Right.
I'm spiteful because of the Jerry Sandusky incident and how we got drilled for that. And then Michigan, a similar thing happened with them with Schembeck. Well, only it was worse because there were more victims involved and all the players knew it was going on and he even enabled it. And they
that was the difference. I think the only difference there is the Anderson stuff was 15, 20 years after it took place that it got revealed.
But it still happened. And by the way, Stoney, why is the Bo statue still up? Scratch that.
I agree.
He didn't win anything.
I agree.
He ain't wrong.
No.
Joe Pa won national titles, but like, I mean, I digress. So like,
no, but you're not wrong.
I think
you're not wrong. Yeah, and I fully admit, Nick, like, look, this is what I do every day. This is like my life's work. And it's like, it is cumulative. Like, the idea, like, we were doing shows where the team's play-by-play guy was destroying victims. Not Doug Karsh, I'm saying right, the previous guy.
Yeah.
Like, we were, in real life, it was almost like a Donald Sterling moment. We had people going, well, yeah, but it's not his biological son. I mean, you're like, wait a minute. And this was on the heels of Michigan State and Larry Nassar. And again, the hubris of U of M, it does add up. It does play a role in how I feel. The idea that that place is still named Schembeckler Hall and that statue stands, it's a disgrace. It's a total disgrace. But we don't live in a just world. We don't live in a fair world. They get away with certain things other schools can't. And they'll get away with this largely. That's why the win is I never have to validate what they did because you cheated. I don't care. I said this to you.
I know.
Even my friends who went to the damn school and I've known for 20 years know.
Right.
They know they can't throw it in my face and they don't even bother.
Right. They know they cheated.
They know. And that's my win.
Mm-hmm.
My team blows. I don't have any wins. My coach was busy earning his Hilton Honors points in a weird way. We're ass. There's no win for me. That's why I cash the ticket. I bet on the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch everything because, yes, I take pride in what I do.
How much money did the Wolverines make for you last year, by the way?
A decent amount.
Okay.
Listen, they made more than 22.
Yeah.
22 was the big one.
Yeah.
And I took TJ's money. I really believed in that thing. Now I figured out what was going on.
Green's the same, though.
That's true. I admit this. It was an emotional hedge.
Right.
I said, look, if my hated rival's going to win, at least I'll benefit.
Yeah.
And if they lose, I just view it like, what would I have paid for them to lose? It's a win. It's all you have left when your team is Oscar the Grouch. I have nothing.
Kind of like every fan in this city besides the Lions right now.
We'll get to it.
I know.
Don't ruin it. All right, Stoney. David has an update for us.
Oh, yes.
The czar of Michigan football, now the head coach of the L.A. Chargers, has spoken today after the draft of allegations. Yes, David, let me hear this without vomiting.
Yeah, so he was asked if he had a comment on it. So here's his quote. Yes, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams I have coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize and make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware nor complicit in those said allegations.
Then why didn't you cooperate? Easy to say when you're 2,000 miles away, never coming back, and the NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. So,
yeah.
Yawn. I mean, it's
Stoney. Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Am I allowed to not value that, or am I just a Sparty?
No, it's a little bit of a Sparty. Look, he's a terrific football coach. He's weird, odd, whatever word you want to use. And I believe that part of the punishment should be that he should never be able to walk in Schembechler Hall or that stadium ever again.
No.
It's symbolic, but
he's whatever. Never going to. Oh, you just mean like as a visitor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll never.
Well, that's
that'll never.
That's my symbolism.
You're more unfair than me.
Yes.
All right. Ticket texts. We'll get to a few calls. We got to get to the Tigers at 5:00. Look, not only because I was gone, but because something took place this weekend, and I think you have graduated to a new status as a franchise. I'm very excited to talk about this. We're gonna get to it. David, go ahead, buddy.
The Walmart Wolverine. I think Michigan needs to wait until the final findings come out, but I am starting to feel like we just need to clean house.
Okay.
As a Michigan fan, I want them to investigate OSU and how it got access to our practice footage.
When did that happen? I missed that.
Oh, God.
If USC lost their championship for off-the-field violation, Michigan's last 2 years should be vacated at a minimum.
But again, I will say this to you. It is a different time and place. The sport is in complete disrepair. The NCAA lost any credibility when they decided they wanted no part of NIL. It's not 2005 anymore. Guys, look, what should happen and will happen are two different things. We can yell and scream during football season. Right. I don't think this team should be allowed to finish the season. That's different. We're here now. I've gotten what I needed. I got validated. Absolutely. I mean, it was nonsense. And by the way, from a Jim Costa perspective, I hope CMU goes Division II. That's scumbag factory. The idea that CMU, like McElwain knew it was Stallions on the sideline. Yes. I have that on very good authority.
Oh, absolutely.
He knew.
How would he
got up there and he went, oh, yeah, hell yeah. A sign stealer guy was on our sideline potentially. I don't know. We're finding out. Jim, you're a liar. Go back to that stupid barn you live in. That's ridiculous.
Or shark fishing.
Mm-hmm.
That was not him, allegedly. Yes, Dave.
The U of M cheating is no different than any other institution cheating. So forget it. It means nothing. That is Ray from Casco.
Well, Ray, here's the deal. They got caught.
I mean, it would be the equivalent of like telling a cop, but what about those 9 cars? Yeah, I don't have them pulled over. I have
right.
This is for you, Stoney. This is Braden in Brighton. Up next, Stoney has an archery battle against the school for the blind. This is in reference to what you said earlier about what you wanted to do and cheat for your school.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Not even a Division One team he wanted to cheat for.
No, it was, you know.
Wow.
It was a club team. We were playing Gallaudet, which is a deaf school.
Michigan played the school for the deaf and
right,
we're 4-0.
That's how we got into it. And me and my roommate at the time, we investigated how hard would it be to get a bass drum, put it on the sidelines, and try to draw them off sides by pounding the drum.
Horrific.
It was, look, it's not something
I'd
proud
ask
of.
What's wrong with you, but we only have an hour left in the show.
I got something from this weekend.
Go ahead.
All right, I went up north this weekend and had a great time. Two things happened. One is not that rare. The other one, I'll do in reverse chronological order. Driving home yesterday on Cairn Highway, two-lane highway, I was going like 62, 63, out of nowhere, deer, and I clipped it. And my car, you'll see, is a little damaged.
That's scary.
Yeah, you hear that thump. And my wife, I drove by myself, she goes, did you stop and see where how the deer is? Hell no, I just kept driving. I mean, there was no doubt that the deer was going to be dead. I didn't
When you
say
it. Clipped it, where the hell did it hit you?
The front, the passenger side's front.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
How fast were you going?
Probably about 60.
Holy hell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, but these deer, they're stupid. They're just cars coming. But, it came out of nowhere. And it wasn't like it was a big four-way highway where you could actually
How bad's your car?
I'll show you after the show. It needs some work. Still drives okay.
Going 60, you're lucky you just clipped it. Otherwise, you'd have a real problem here.
Well, if I got hit like
I'd be doing a solo show today.
Yes, you probably would.
Now, let's get to the other thing.
The other one, myself, my kids, my wife, my niece and nephew, we take walks through the woods up north. It's kind of a little exercise with the dogs and things like that. Well, you've heard the expression, it's in the middle of nowhere. The expression, a bear does what in the woods.
Come on, dude. No.
I was your bear.
No.
Yes. I had to. What could I do? There was nothing else I could do.
It was a code red.
Oh, it was a code red.
I don't know that we can. Okay, you got to be super careful doing this.
Well, it went in the woods.
What did you send them? You send the family away?
No, they went further ahead because I said, Cindy, you think there's any like portage on in the middle? No, of course not.
Michael.
Well, I think I got to go.
Michael.
I think I got to go. She goes, we're going to keep walking. There's an area here. I think you're safe here because there's not going to be anybody driving by or anything like that.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Radio legend Mike Stone.
Went in there.
Went in where?
A little bit of near the woods.
I went in there. Like he's going into a bath. What are you talking about?
What are you, John Rambo? Did you have a stick with on fire to like light your way through?
No, it was plenty of sunlight.
All right, now listen.
I
don't.
Drop the shorts.
Thank you.
I did my business and moved on.
Righty.
I moved on.
No. Don't make me do it.
That's it.
Without
no bad words.
Any discussion of anything else.
Yes.
I have to ask a question.
Yes.
And I can't ask
No,
you.
I didn't.
Oh, my
dear. I tried.
Oh, my dear.
But.
I was going to ask leaves or socks.
Well, I tried with a little bit of some leaves.
No.
Stoney, this is crazy.
No.
This is wild.
But yeah, and want to hear the crazy part about
that,
this?
Oh, I already haven't?
No, there's another part. So I'm walking to catch up with them, and what do I pass? Some house is doing construction. There was a portage on there I could have used.
Oh, no.
I was pissed.
Okay, now here's the...
Have you ever had to do it in the woods?
I wouldn't put myself in that situation because I'm not walking in the woods.
Look, here's my point.
Trails. I mean, it's not like walking in the woods per se.
All right, Stoney. David has an update for us.
Oh yes,
the czar of Michigan football, now the head coach of the LA Chargers, has spoken today after the draft of allegations. Yes, David, let me hear this without vomiting.
Yeah, so he was asked if he had a comment on it. So here's his quote. Yes, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams I have coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize and make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware nor complicit in those said allegations.
Then why didn't you cooperate? Easy to say when you're 2,000 miles away, never coming back, and the NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. So,
yeah.
Yawn. I mean, it's
Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Am I allowed to not value that, or am I just a Sparty?
No, it's a little bit of a Sparty. Look, he's a terrific football coach. He's weird, odd, whatever word you want to use. And I believe that part of the punishment should be that he should never be able to walk in Schembechler Hall or that stadium ever again.
No.
It's symbolic, but
he's whatever. Never going to. Oh, you just mean like as a visitor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Well, that's...
Oh, that'll never...
That's my symbolism.
You're more unfair than me.
Yes.
All right. Ticket text. We'll get to a few calls. We got to get to the Tigers at 5 o'clock. Look, not only because I was gone, but because something took place this weekend, and I think you have graduated to a new status as a franchise. I'm very excited to talk about this. We're going to get to it. David, go ahead, buddy.
The Walmart Wolverine, I think Michigan needs to wait until the final findings come out, but I am starting to feel like we just need to clean house.
Okay.
As a Michigan fan, I want them to investigate OSU and how it got access to our practice footage.
When did that happen? I missed that.
Oh, God.
If USC lost their championship for off-the-field violation, Michigan's last 2 years should be vacated at a minimum.
But again, I will say this to you. It is a different time and place. The sport is in complete disrepair. The NCAA lost any credibility when they decided they wanted no part of NIL. It's not 2005 anymore. Guys, look, what should happen and will happen are two different things. We can yell and scream during football season. Right. I don't think this team should be allowed to finish the season. That's different. We're here now. I've gotten what I needed. I got validated. Absolutely. I mean, it was nonsense. And by the way, from a Jim Costa perspective, I hope CMU goes Division II. That scumbag factory. The idea that CMU, like McElwain knew it was Stallions on the sideline. Yes. I have that on very good authority.
Oh, absolutely.
He knew.
How
and he got up there and he went, oh, yeah, hell yeah. A sign stealer guy was on our sideline potentially. I don't know. We're finding out. Jim, you're a liar. Go back to that stupid barn you live in. That's ridiculous.
Or shark fishing.
Mm-hmm.
That was not him, allegedly. Yes, Dave.
The U of M cheating is no different than any other institution cheating. So forget it. It means nothing. That is Ray from Casco.
Well, Ray, here's the deal. They got caught.
I mean, it would be the equivalent of like telling a cop, but what about those 9 cars? Yeah, I don't have them pulled over. I have
right.
This is for you, Stoney. This is Braden and Brighton. Up next, Stoney has an archery battle against the school for the blind. This is in reference to what you said earlier about what you wanted to do and cheat for your school.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Not even a Division I team you wanted to cheat for.
No,
Wow.
It was a club team. We were playing Gallaudet, which is a deaf school.
Michigan played the school for the deaf and
right,
we're 4-0.
That's how we got into it. And me and my roommate at the time, we investigated how hard would it be to get a bass drum, put it on the sidelines, and try to draw them off sides by pounding the drum.
Horrific.
It was, look, it's not something
I'd
proud
ask
of.
What's wrong with you, but we only have an hour left in the show.
I got something from this weekend.
Go ahead.
I went up north this weekend, and I had a great time. Two things happened. One is not that rare. The other one, I'll do in reverse chronological order. Driving home yesterday on Cairn Highway, a 2-lane highway, I was going like 62, 63, out of nowhere, deer, and I clipped it. And my car, you'll see, is a little damaged.
That's scary.
Yeah, you hear that thump. And my wife, I drove by myself, she goes, did you stop and see where the deer is? Hell no. I just kept driving. I mean, there was no doubt that the deer was going to be dead. I didn't.
When you
say it
clipped it, where the hell did it hit you?
The front, the passenger side's front.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. How fast were you going?
Probably about 60.
Holy hell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, but these deer, they're stupid. They're just cars coming into. But, it came out of nowhere. And it wasn't like it was a big four-way highway where you could actually see.
How bad's your car?
I'll show you after the show. It needs some work. Still drives okay.
Going 60, you're lucky you just clipped it. Otherwise, you'd have a real problem here.
Well, if I got hit,
I'd be doing a solo show today.
Yes, you probably would.
Now, let's get to the other thing.
The other one, myself, my kids, my wife, my niece and nephew, we take walks through the woods up north. It's kind of a little exercise with the dogs and things like that. Well, you've heard the expression, it's in the middle of nowhere. The expression, a bear does what in the woods.
Come on, dude. No.
I was your bear.
No. No.
Yes. I had to. What could I do? There was
Mike.
Nothing else I could do.
It was a code red.
Oh, it was a code red.
I don't know that we can. Okay, you got to be super careful doing this.
Well, it went in the woods.
What did you send them? You send the family away?
No, they went further ahead because I said,
oh my
I said,
God.
Sin, do you think there's any portage on in the middle? No, of course not.
Michael.
Well, I think I got to go.
Michael.
I think I got to go. She goes, we're going to keep walking. There's an area here. I think you're safe here because there's not going to be anybody driving by or anything like that.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Radio legend Mike Stone.
Went in there.
Went in where?
A little bit of the near the woods.
I went in there. He's going into a bath. What are you talking about?
What are you, John Rambo? Did you have a stick with on fire to light your way through?
No, it was plenty of sunlight.
All right, now listen.
I
don't
drop the shorts.
Thank you.
I did my business and moved on.
Righty.
I moved on.
No. Don't make me do it.
That's it.
Without
no bad words.
Any discussion of anything else.
Yes.
I have to ask a question.
Yes.
I can't ask
no,
you.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my
dear. I tried.
Oh, my dear.
But.
I was going to ask leaves or socks.
Well, I tried with a little bit of some leaves.
No.
Stoney, this is crazy.
No.
This is wild.
But yeah, and want to hear the crazy part about
that,
this?
Oh, I already haven't?
No, there's another part. So I'm walking to catch up with them, and what do I pass? Some house is doing construction. There was a portage on there I could have used.
Oh, no.
I was pissed.
Okay, now here's the...
Have you ever had to do it in the woods?
I wouldn't
put myself in that situation because I'm not walking in the woods.
Look, here's my point.
Trails. It's not like walking in the woods, per se.
Okay, here's my. You know what? It's better if I ask off the air. It's too early in the week. I just got back from vacation. I'm not going to get.
I knew this would make you happy, though.
No, it doesn't. It's sad. I don't like this. Then there's the. It's seared in your brain. The imagery of radio legend Michael Stone. Destroying nature.
You'd rather have Willie Mays stories.
Yes. That your pop lied to you and told you were on the phone with Willie Mays when it really was just a black guy at the dealership. Yes. Much better. This is terrible.
But I'm sure my...
You had to go that bad.
Yes.
What did you eat?
I don't know. It was in the morning. I didn't have my constitutional, I guess.
He had some grape nuts that didn't sit well.
So you said as you walked further, there was a porta-john construction.
Yeah. Yes.
Was that construction close enough for them to have seen you in the woods?
No.
Okay.
Nobody could have seen me.
The question I'm going to ask him will stay off the air because it's too early in the week to get in trouble. We're going to recover from this. I have a major award I'd like to hand out to the Tigers and their fans. You are one of a kind, man.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. David, you can read ticket texts. But they gotta be clean. That you can't. You're just waving it off. You okay? That's it.
I've looked No.
There's not nobody with clean ones?
No.
Stories?
Well, see.
You can't, no. You know what? Personal growth. Don't even go there. I'll ask Stoney what I got to ask him off the air. We're going to come back. We're going to get into this Tigers thing for a couple of segments. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. 97.1.